Can't we all just get along on the roads? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Monica Mendez, associate professor of civil and urban engineering at NYU Abu Dhabi, looks into the best way to move people around a city.
The way to get around some cities is rapidly changing. Major arterials are being closed to private cars in favor of buses. Cities are adding dozens of miles of protected bike lanes. How do cities arrive at decisions like these? Exactly how much of the limited road space should each mode, cars, buses, bikes, pedestrians get? This is a sensitive topic, as benefits to one transportation mode typically come at the expense of the other ones. Studies on the efficiency trade-off between different modes are limited, in part because the interactions across modes can be rather complex. For example, common wisdom says buses are more efficient than cars at transporting people, but that's not the whole story. Buses are larger, slower, and stop more frequently. As a result, they can be very disruptive to the overall traffic, ultimately lowering the throughput of a city in terms of how many vehicles per hour it can handle. This picture changes completely if we were to focus on the number of passengers per hour instead, as buses can carry significantly more passengers than cars. New monitoring and modeling tools now allow us to quantify these trade-offs, both in terms of vehicles and in terms of passengers. This is crucial for a better understanding of the advantages and disadvantages associated with each of the transportation modes from a holistic perspective. And it helps cities come to good decisions about how to share their roads more efficiently. The need for this sort of decisions is unlikely to go away soon. It is almost as old as cities themselves. Even before cars, pedestrians and horse-drawn carriages were competing for the available road space. As cities continue to evolve, we're going to have to keep adjusting the balance of roads so that we can share them in a way that makes the most sense for everyone, maximizing the overall people mobility.
That was Monica Mendez of NYU Abu Dhabi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.